Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I figured it's time to do an update on the $100 bill. As many of you know, there's a $100 bill behind me. It's visible to the naked eye, although right now where it is, I know where it is. It's kind of hidden. It's difficult to see from the angle it's at. But the eagle-eyed viewers in my audience will spot it because it's in the exact same spot it was in the previous video I shot that went up probably right before this one, because I didn't move it. But what's going on? And I get people asking me, first of all, what's with the $100 bill? I tell them there's a video about it. But I also get people saying, Steve, I saw the video. Is there an update on it? Is there an update you can give us on the contest for the $100 bill? So what's going on, summary here, is I would get contact from time to time from people who would say, Steve, the Supreme Court has ruled you do not need a driver's license in America. You do not need a driver's license to drive an automobile on the roads of America. The Supreme Court has so ruled. And the Supreme Court has not so ruled. But the problem is there are people who put up websites that say, the Supreme Court has ruled you don't need a driver's license. And I got annoyed after a while, people telling me that the Supreme Court had ruled, but no one could ever show me the case where they ruled that way. So I did a video where I said, look, I'm going to give you this $100 bill. If you can show me where they've ruled, all you got to do is give me the citation for the case, and the $100 bill is yours. In the video, I put rules because YouTube requires you to put rules for contests. And I said, unfortunately, for this contest, there cannot be a winner because the Supreme Court's never ruled. Now, if they rule in the future, I'll give it to the first person who contacts me after they so rule, but I don't think they're going to rule that way. But the point is that I do get people about once a week who email me and say, Steve, I'm contacting you about the contest. You owe me $100. And I say, okay, give me the citation. And the argument always goes the exact same way, and they don't win. They obviously don't win. And the thing that caused me to think of this just now is I got a phone call in my office Friday, on a Friday night. I was just getting ready to leave, and the phone rang. And I looked at the caller ID, and it was from a state far, far away. I sometimes answer those faraway phone calls just to speak to somebody in another land, like Washington or Oregon or Alabama. Heaven forbid, Louisiana. But this guy calls me and he goes, Steve, I'm calling you about the contest. Do you have a minute to talk about it? I said, absolutely. And he goes, you're going to owe me $100. And I said, really? This is cool because so far no one's won it. He goes, well, let me explain it to you. I go, okay. And he goes, do you have time? I said, son, I got all the time in the world. As much time as you need. Just start talking. And he goes, well, let me explain this to you, first of all. He goes, I've got 19 law dictionaries. And I stopped him. I said, hang on a second. I admire dictionaries. I've mentioned before, I collect dictionaries. These are the Oxford English Dictionary. Behind me and over to the sides, I've got more dictionaries. I got more dictionaries you could shake a stick at. I said, I admire a dictionary collection. There are very few of us who collect dictionaries. I'm not even sure if there's a name for people who have a dictionary fetish or not. But the point is, I respect your dictionaries. I go, but I didn't say, can somebody provide me a legal dictionary definition of something? I said, I'm looking for a citation from the U.S. Supreme Court. The answer would be a number followed by the letters U.S. followed by three numbers, two numbers, one number possibly. But numbers, U.S. numbers. That's a citation. Like Roe versus Wade has that format of a citation. I go, or the name of a case like Roe versus Wade. Tell me the name of the case. I'll look it up. And he goes, well, here's the thing. He goes, you understand that the way it works is you have rights and there's licenses. You understand that, right? And I said, do you have a citation for a case or not? And he's okay. And he throws a case at me, and there's a famous case called Shuttlesworth. And I'm not going to get into it too heavily here, but Shuttlesworth is the case where somebody had said that you need a permit to make a speech outdoors. And Supreme Court knocked it down and said, now, freedom of speech. You can't do that. And he said, so if you've got the right to travel, isn't that the same as the right to free speech? Therefore, I said, hang on a second. I understand the argument you're making, but the Supreme Court's never said that. And by the way, the right to speak is in the First Amendment. The right to travel has got to be kind of deduced from the entire document, but it doesn't say the right to drive. It says the right to travel, if anything. And the right to travel has been addressed by the Supreme Court. I've talked about that before. But the right to drive has not. And he said, well, this is where the 19 law dictionaries come in. And I go, let me guess. Black's Law Dictionary from like 1902 says something about driving and traveling for profit or something. And he's, yeah, exactly. Everyone does this. They want to go back to these old, old law dictionaries and say, here's what the definition of driving was back in 1902. I said, but you understand that every statute out there in every state across America, like the Michigan Motor Vehicle Code or where he was Washington, I guess the RCW is the revised code of Washington. I said, every single state's got a definition for what driving is, what an automobile is, what a motor vehicle is, what a roadway is. I said, so I'm willing to bet you that even your state's got them. Like, what state are you in? He tells me Washington. I go, okay. I look it up, RCW. And he goes, okay. He goes, you know, how does it define motor vehicle? I find it. I read it to him. I go, there's a motor vehicle. I said, according to this, it says you must have a license to operate a motor vehicle on the road. And he's, okay. Now he goes, here's the tricky part. He goes, do you see underneath the statute, there's a bunch of symbols. Symbols. He kept calling them symbols. I go, you mean where it says like revised 1959? Revised 1943, revised 1921. He goes, yeah. He goes, do you know what those are? And I go, yeah, I actually do. I go, do you know what they are? And he goes, that's a secret code. Because if you click on those, some of those are links to other statutes. And he goes, and some of them are dead links now. He goes, but they used to link to other statutes that said other things. He goes, you've got to study those. I go, wait, you don't know what those are? And he kept calling them symbols. And I go, you don't know what they are? And he goes, what do you think they are? I go, the letters REV is a short, because it would say REV period. I go, that's short for revised. The current statute is the current law. And the last date it was revised shows that date. And if you want to look at what the law said before, you could look at the previous law or the previous law to that or the previous law to that. You could study the history of the statute. And he goes, no. He goes, all of those are the law. He goes, so if you find the statute from 1921, that's code. That actually is just as good as the stat. I go, oh God. I go, who said that? He goes, why else would they leave it up? And I tried to explain to him that when you're making an argument in court, it's not uncommon that you can show that a statute that used to say this now says this. And you can use that argument to illustrate why something should or should not happen today. And there are examples where they've fixed things in statutes that were just simply causing trouble. They've updated statutes because times have changed. You might imagine that there was a time before the internet when they talked about media. People might think media is only newspapers, television, and radio. You might imagine before television, people thought it was only radio. So you may have to update something to say radio and television. Newspapers, radio, and television, whatever. Those are just the previous statutes. He goes, no. He goes, that one statute over here is just as powerful as this statute. I go, says who? Have you ever gotten that to work in court? And he goes, well, no, the judges refuse to follow the law. I said, okay. So he goes, how about this? He goes, can you agree with me that they use legalese in court, but you and I speak English? And I go, well, you know, everyone's heard the term legalese. Legalese is just a nickname for law talk. There's no official legalese. I go, but I'm an attorney. But I'm speaking to you right now in English. I go, but I can speak to you in legalese if you want. But I mean, it just means that I'd use legal terms, you know? I go, what are you getting at? He goes, when judges become judges, he goes, they start speaking a different language. I said, from attorneys? He goes, yeah. I go, you understand that most states, judges are just attorneys who got elected to the bench or appointed to the bench. They are attorneys. He goes, but they speak different language now. He goes, they speak legalese. And I said, okay. He goes, so when they ask you a question, they're speaking a different language than you or I are. I go, wait, so you think a judge is speaking one language, an attorney is speaking another language, and you're speaking a third language? And he goes, yes. I said, okay, I'm not going to go there. I said, however this, I go, let's back up. I said, one problem we might be having here is I probably spend more time in courts than you do. I go, how many times were you in court last year? He goes, 16. I go, you were in court 16 times last year? And he goes, yes. I go, for driving and driver's license and ticket and traffic infraction type situations? He goes, yes. I go, okay. I go, did you ever win? Did you ever win? And he goes, well, hang on a second. I go, no. I go, let me explain to you what I'm going to tell you. I go, if you ever won where a judge actually dismissed the case against you or ruled in your favor or anything you could consider a win. I go, give me the name of the courthouse you're in, the date you were there, and the case number, so I can order the transcript. I go, because I can see the transcript and see what happened. I go, I would love to see the transcript of one of you guys winning these arguments. I go, of the 16 times you were in court last year, I go, how many did you win? He goes, zero. I go, you didn't win a single time? And he goes, no. I go, so wait, you called me up to tell me that you won the $100 in my case, but you don't have a Supreme Court citation that says anything about driver's licenses that you like, that would actually fit my definition. And you went to court 16 times last year and you're batting zero. You went zero for 16. And you think that you're right. Why? Because of your win percentage of zero or because of the number of cases you have to support your argument? Zero. He said, Steve, do you know why I lose in court? I go, why is that? And he goes, every judge I appear in front of commits perjury. They commit felonies. He goes, I've ordered transcripts. He goes, they doctor the transcripts. I said, they commit perjury. Who commits perjury? He goes, the judges do. I go, the judges are under oath. He goes, judges are always on their oath. I said, oh, the judge is on their oath. I go, okay, so the judge is on his or her oath and commits perjury. I go, give me an example of a judge. Like, what kinds of things did the judge do that would be committing perjury? And he said, well, for one thing, he goes, the judge told me that the code from those little symbols didn't apply. I said, oh, okay. And you think that's a felony and the judge should go to prison for that? And he goes, yes. I said, okay. I said, here's the deal. I said, unfortunately, unless you can give me a citation for a U.S. Supreme Court case that says you don't need a driver's license to operate an automobile on the roadway of America, you don't win the $100. I go, do you have such a case? He goes, no. I go, if you ever go to court and win following this argument, I go, please contact me. I'd like to order a copy of the transcript. I go, please do that. I go, but until then, unfortunately, you don't win the $100. I go, you kind of understand that, right? And he said, well, not according to your rules. So hey, it's my game, my rules. So in case you're curious, there's a $100 bill. It was being displayed on edge, so it was kind of hard to see. Sometimes it's very easy to see. Sometimes I'll just stick it like right there, make it a little more obvious. $100 bill is going to be there till the day we all die. I might take the contest down a year from now and just donate it to charity or something. I don't know. But the point is, the U.S. Supreme Court has not yet ruled on driver's license in such a way as to suggest you don't need one. Yes, there are websites out there that say this, but they're hoaxes. Some of them are hoaxes. There were guys on YouTube saying that they won these cases, but they never presented any actual transcripts of them winning the cases. Many of them are just outright liars, just making stuff up. And in response to this video, I will get some people below who are going to say, this guy's lying to you. He's not really an attorney. One of my favorite comments of all time. But there you go. That's an update on the $100 bill, still safe and sound right behind me, where it'll be, like I said, until the earth is simply a cold, cold lump of dirt orbiting a distant, indifferent sun. Until then, behave yourself. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I've never been much of a gambler and had a preference to fly.